Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch, presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
The running back is Jeremy McNichols to the right of Jaden Daniels, who gets the shotgun snap, hands it to McNichols, tries to cut it left, powers his way toward the goal line, reaching the football out for a Commanders touchdown.
It just hurts to lose, man. I don't care if you're the 7 seed, 6 seed, 5 seed, 1 seed, because I've lost at all of them down there, and it stings, and it hurts.
Westwood won on the call as Washington stunned the Lions Saturday night, 45-31. That was Lions head coach Dan Campbell, as you could tell. Overcome with emotion. In 3 short years, he has turned one of the laughing stocks of the NFL into the number one seed in the NFC. We saw it in 22. Oh, wow, there's signs of life here. Made it to the NFC Championship game last year, and then this year with that great offense. But the injuries really became too much for them to overcome. But, you know, Gibbs had 2 TDs. St. Brown had over 100 yards receiving. Goff had a rough day. But, you know, who knows, Vinny? He might not have been thinking clearly for a lot of that game because he got lit up by
Washington. Well, it was the turnovers. What it was,
yep.
Turnovers killed him. And, you know, you can't do that. And same with the Ravens. Ravens could say the same thing. Turnovers, you can't have 3 turnovers. You can't be a minus and expect to win. You know, you look at all these games that lost, I'll guarantee you, most of them are the team that was minus probably lost. When teams are that even, you know, if one's a +3, figure they're winning.
No sacks for Detroit. That proved to be an undoing for them. Jaden Daniels, outstanding. He's going to be the offensive rookie of the year. 22 of 31, 299 yards, 2 touchdowns, quarterback rating of 122.9. And Brian Robinson, who's been, you know, relatively quiet second half of the season, he had 2 touchdowns himself.
Yeah, Washington's playing, Bob, they're kind of on an emotional roll, you know, and they've got some. Every time they win, their confidence gets stronger, stronger, and they feel like they can't be beat. And they're going to go into Philly expecting to win that game. I can promise you that.
Well, it's a third time around for the two teams. Philadelphia survived, best way to describe this one. The Rams 28-22. L.A. had a chance to at least tie it.
Yep.
And they want no huddle, like 2 minutes left, 2.5 minutes, or 4. I think it was more like 4 after Barkley's long touchdown and marched right down the field. But the kid Carter got the big sack, and that kind of changed that whole last drive. As the Rams had moved to within the 25-yard line, maybe looking to pull the stunner, but Philadelphia gets it done 28-22. Saquon Barkley, and yeah, you can make an MVP case for him. Granted, this is now the postseason, but 26 for 205, 2 TDs, both long touchdown runs.
Yes, he did. And, you know, when he had that, what, the 80-yarder or whatever, he said, oh, game over. But the Rams said, no, not so fast. And actually, Bob, I thought the Rams were going to win by 1 point, you know, on that last stretch down there.
Now, this will be the third meeting between the two teams as Washington lost at Philadelphia and then pulled the stunner down at whatever it's called, Field in Landover. Remember, Hurts got knocked out of that game.
Yep. I remember that.
And then Washington managed to pull off a big victory. So Commanders in the championship game for the first time since 1991 season, where they would win the Super Bowl. Ironically enough, beat the Lions in the championship game. And Philadelphia in for the second time in 3 years. Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch. Buffalo, they take on Kansas City, who survived Houston in a game that was close. I guess it was closer than the final score indicated. I mean, C.J. Stroud. I mean, this guy's running for his life pretty much every game.
9 sacks.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something, obviously, with that O-line with the Texans. But They didn't seem overwhelmed by the Chiefs by any stretch. And Will Anderson, among others, saying that the officiating might not have been fair.
Yeah.
Shall we say?
Well, they're going to protect Mahomes. And they did. You still got to go to Kansas City, and you still got to beat Mahomes and Kelce. And that Kansas City defense is pretty good. So, yeah, it's gonna be a good game, I would imagine, Bob. And you know, can they beat Mahomes?
Chiefs undefeated at home.
Who's favored?
Counting the playoffs,
Chiefs.
Kansas City by 1.5.
Okay,
it was 2 earlier today, but the Bills have beaten the Chiefs. Beat them earlier this year in Buffalo, but Allen versus Patrick Mahomes 0-3 in the playoffs, including last year.
He's got
and played in the AFC Championship game for years.
And he's got to find a way to get over the hump. And I think the thing that'll help Buffalo, Bob, is Chiefs don't run it that much, so their nickel defense and all those things that'll be beneficial for them.
Yeah, and it's not this Kansas City offense isn't the one that we saw when they played in that game after the 21 season, that epic divisional game. Kansas City doesn't have this explosive offense. I mean, Kelce was big. Against the
Texans.
Where
was Hollywood?
Yeah, Hollywood. I got his moments, but Xavier Worthy, Pacheco, I mean, they're not. Mahomes, when's the last time he's tried to throw a 70-yard laser downfield? You barely see those anymore.
Well, the thing that'll help Kansas City's O-line, Bob, is Kansas City's or Buffalo's pass rusher not as good as Houston's pass rusher, so that should help some.
All right, let's get out to the phones, then we're going to look at our picks, and then Ricky Waters, Notre Dame legend, Super Bowl champion with San Francisco. He'll preview the title game tonight, Ohio State, 8.5 over his Irish. Let's go to Richard in Baltimore. Richard, thanks for holding. What's up?
Guys, thank you so much for taking my call. I certainly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to sort of give you my summation of the Ravens season. Please understand, gentlemen, I'm a season ticket holder for both the Ravens as well as the Orioles. I'm an old dude that's seen a lot of sports. I'm truly a student of all the games we love here in Baltimore. My summation is very simple. Steve Bisciotti, who is the owner of our team, as we say, he knows how to run a good organization. He does not like to complicate things by having continuity, very similar to what the Steelers do with their leadership, too. Everyone wants to point a finger. And yes, I know we are all upset and depressed at what happened last night. But the one thing you cannot bank on is mistakes. The only mistakes that happened was lack of execution. The game plan was perfect. I don't take anything away from Harbaugh, nor do I think we should fire our Hall of Fame head coach. A lot of people are calling for that, but it's easy to be insecure and pulling fingers to the top, which is obviously our head coach. Our team will be back next year. They know what their destiny is at some point, but everything has to just fall into place. There is, as we know from watching a lot of football, gentlemen, okay, the regular season is only for one reason, to get a ticket to that dance. You either win when you get to the playoffs or you clean out your lockers like we are doing today. It is disappointing, but I will leave you with this thought. Every team is different and built. Every franchise is built different. And you know something? We are not fans of the Browns, the Cowboys, all these dumpster fire teams. We have something to root for year after year. Also now with the Orioles. Let's revel in the fact that we've got this far to begin with, and we will be back next year. And I will tell you, all we have to do right now is waiting for 24 days for pitchers and catchers to report.
That's all. All right, Richard, keeping the optimism flowing, and that's a good thing to have because the Ravens aren't bottoming out.
No.
They have an MVP-level guy proven at quarterback, and as long as you have a franchise quarterback, which they do, they're going to be contenders most of the time.
And, Bob, you know what's going to be crazy is, you know, I mean, more than likely he's winning the MVP again this year. He'll be even better next year. You know, he'll have probably more passing yards and stuff, and we'll see. But stayed healthy the whole year, which is great. He lost that weight, which he thought he was quicker and faster, which he was. And what can he do to be better?
Well, it's all about what they do in the playoffs now. Regular season, got it. We got this down, winning in the regular season. But as caller just said, get into the dance, and are you going to get the pretty girl, or are you going to be standing there as a wallflower? By the way, speaking of not winning, I don't think I'm winning free booze. We'll get to our picks when we come back, because I had a rough weekend picking them football games. And then Ricky Waters will preview the national championship game with him. Notre Dame is Irish. You're getting 8.5 against Ohio State. Speaking of a coach on the hot seat, Ryan Day, everybody was going to fire him after they lost to Michigan. He's 60 minutes away from the national championship.
You can pick your friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
You can pick your nose.
But there was no pig. There was no pig.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games. Football Pick'em. 105.7 The Fan.
Oh, boy. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We just talked about the games yesterday, but let's look at it more from a picks perspective. And if you're new to the show, it's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We pick football games, college and pro, throughout the course of the year. And alcohol is on the docket. Vinny won the regular season. He won wine for the third straight year. Me and Nolan go beer. I haven't won the regular season in, 3 years? Mick Ultras, of course. And then Yingling for old quick draw over there. And then once the regular season over, we get to the dance, the playoffs. Try to redeem yourselves, Mark Andrews style. And I'm dropping two-point conversions and fumbling wide open in the open field right now. So Nolan McGraw heading into the games this weekend and, of course, tonight's game as well. What are the standings? How are we looking? And when do you want me to give you your money?
Well, there's still
or your beer, whatever you want.
So I would love to celebrate early, trust me, but I'm not going to showboat here by any means. Before this weekend's games, my record was 7-2. Bob and Vinny both at 5-3.
Alrighty then. All right, let's get to it. We'll go with Saturday's games first. Nolan, how'd we do here?
All right, Texans and Chiefs. No surprises here. All three of us were taking the home favorite Chiefs, and they got some help from the refs along the way. Was that the difference in the game ultimately? Probably not, but still aggravating for everyone watching at home. And it seems like, finally, if you weren't already on the Chiefs hate train by this point, everyone outside of Kansas City is fully in on hating the Chiefs at this point.
And what I really noticed, maybe because I was paying more attention to it, Patrick Mahomes flops a lot. Yeah. If he played in the NBA, they'd be fining him for all of the flops. And I think at kickoff, correct me if I'm wrong, the spread was 9.5 at kickoff. And then Kansas City took that safety that cut it to 9 because they were up, obviously, 11. So if you took Houston, you covered the spread.
And what's the point? Because we've seen the Ravens do that before, like the Super Bowl. They took the intentional safety, but their strategy there, right? Is you're trying to, you know, limit their opportunity to give the ball back to the other team. They punted there. I mean, what's?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not in any danger.
It's still a two-possession game.
There is no real strategy there, in my opinion.
I guess what you're doing is we're not going to have a punt blocked.
Which could lead to 7, sure.
A quick 7, too.
Yeah.
But either way, Kansas City wins. Next.
All right, Commanders-Lions. We were all wrong here. Everyone taking the Lions as hefty home favorites. And remember, we had a buy or sell last week. We were talking about, can the Commanders keep pace? Can they put up the points?
Yeah.
Well, they sure did that.
No doubt.
28 in the second quarter.
Well, they got a little help, though. The fields weren't that long.
Right. Somebody here bet the under on that game, by the way. I'm not going to say who it was.
Was it me?
I did.
Was that bad? But a more entertaining first half of football, you'll be hard to find.
No doubt.
I mean, that was a track meet.
Yes, it was.
All right, going over to Sunday, Rams and Eagles. A difference in opinion in this game. Vinny and I took the Eagles, Bob with the Rams. And for a second there, we were just talking about it a segment ago. Stafford hit Nacua down the sideline there. All of a sudden, oh my God, this is real. They're going to steal this game.
Yeah, and I was feeling pretty good about it as well. But Kyren Williams fumbled. Matthew Stafford fumbled. And stupid turnovers do you in.
And their weather was tough, though. Much tougher than last night.
That was like accumulation on that deal. They had to put like the superimposed numbers on the TV screen so you could see the yard lines.
That's the best kind of football to watch at home, too. No, you know, dog in the fight. Two NFC teams going at it in the snow. You just kick your feet up. That's playoff football.
When I used to play the Vigi games, like the football ones, I would always put, when I wasn't playing a season where I'd usually lose in the Super Bowl, I would always like do, like if you played a buddy for money or something, always put it in the snow. Snow game.
That's funny. I think Jalen Hurts said the same thing after the game. Said growing up playing Madden, always pick the snow game.
Snow game.
Dream come true.
No doubt.
Yeah. And lastly here, unfortunately, Ravens and Bills. We were all confident. I flipped at the last second. I shouldn't have done that. I did this sudden burst of energy at the end of the show on Friday. I think I was just excited for the weekend. But all three of us picking the Ravens here, some scores. Bob said 30-27, Vinny 31-27, and I was 29-26. So all in the same ballpark. But nobody could have predicted the fashion that they lost in.
No. The way that they lost?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
And I was telling my wife, hey, if Andrews catches this ball, well, if they get the two-point conversion before the play went off, it's 27-27. Tucker's going to kick that game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
And then, every conceivable angle they've showed it. And it, like, hit him, and he bobbled it, and he, like, the futile attempt to cradle before he hit the turf. And, you know, watching it in real time, as we've discussed, I thought he caught it at first till I saw the crowd cheer, and I'm like, he dropped the ball.
I was jumping up and down. And then after that bump, then it was kind of, I can't say what I said.
It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan. We'll come back, talk about a championship. Oh, we got a game tonight. Sorry about that. Nolan, what do we got? Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Sorry.
Oh, I almost forgot. National championship. Right. Notre Dame and Ohio State. Ohio State favored by 8.5, I believe, last I saw. I'm going to go chalk here. I'm going to go Ohio State. Kind of rooting for Notre Dame, but just, you know, Ohio State seems like a team of destiny right now.
And you're up on me by how many, Norm?
Just two.
Two. And we don't have a lot of games left.
Well, now keep in mind, with the Super Bowl props, that adds more.
Oh, that's right. Right,
so
right. How long is the national anthem on this?
Yes. Okay. Well, then I'm going to take... Oh, you go ahead. You took Ohio State?
Yeah.
I'll take Ohio State then.
You're wearing Notre Dame stuff.
I got
you're like
head.
Covered in Notre Dame stuff. It looks like Rudy over here. I'm taking Notre Dame. I'm Irish Catholic. Never really been a big
so
Notre Dame guy. But I'm going to go with the Fighting Irish, a futile attempt to maybe creep back into this thing. And we'll talk about the championship game next with the guy that played in championship games, College Ed Pro, Ricky Waters. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over two. And as we said, Notre Dame, Ohio State, live from Atlanta, national championship game, college football. You're going to hear it on The Fan. Joining us now, knows a thing or two about championships, one in college, one at the NFL level, but he's also felt the sting of losing playoff games as well, and he's one of the great players in the history of the NFL and certainly collegiate level. Let's welcome into the show on the Window Nation guest hotline to preview tonight's game and more. He is Ricky Waters. Ricky, what's happening? Thanks for joining us here on 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, what's happening? How y'all doing?
Doing all right. Ricky, let me ask you this. And I remember Jerry West said this a long, long time ago because he had lost to the Celtics in the finals 50 times. They finally won. He was like, that's it? So for you, you've won the title. You've lost in championship games. What feeling stays with you more, the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat, which obviously the Ravens are feeling right now?
Yeah, I think in the long run, it's the victory. But right now, just like what they're feeling, you feel terrible. After it's over, you know, right. I guess the wound is still there. You just got cut. You know, it's kind of like that. You feel it. You feel it a lot the day after. And you're going to feel it a couple weeks before you start to maybe get focused on that new season and what the possibilities are for that.
Hey, Rick, one question before we get to Notre Dame. You know, like, talk about, because with the NFL, you know, like today, you're cleaning out your locker, then you're gone. I mean, how sudden things happen in the NFL. Like, you played last night, and today, you're moving out.
Yeah. I mean, it's business at the end of the day. You know, obviously for us as players, we have a brotherhood. We're all in there. We feel like a family. But at the end of the day, it is a business, and it has to keep going, and it keeps moving. And every day, something different is happening. And, you know, maybe a couple weeks from now, well, I'm sure they're already thinking about it in the franchise, but they're going to be thinking about the draft and who they're going to draft and just move on to the next year.
All right, Rick, to Notre Dame now. They played tonight, 7:30. You played, you know, last time Notre Dame won was 88 when we were, you know, you were a freshman playing wide receiver. What is it like? Like, what do the players feel like during the day today up to the game tonight?
Man, crazy. I can tell you right now, I'm trying not to get too fired up too quick, you know? And I'm not even playing. So can you imagine those young people sitting there and waiting for this game, getting all antsy? You know, you got the butterflies. You're probably talking to some family members or some friends, and they're telling you all kind of stuff and what they've been seeing and all this kind of stuff. Because you try not to – I know I would try not to watch the media too much, you know, the news and all that kind of stuff, because then that really gets you – get the butterflies going.
Hey, Rick, since take it back into that season, talk about the Miami game, because we saw the Catholics convicts, we saw the 30 for 30. So just talk about, like, that game, the lead up to the game, the fight during the game, and then the victory after.
Yeah, I swear, it reminded me a lot of, obviously it came before, but kind of our deal with Dallas. You know, when I played for...
Yeah, when you were throwing the helmet from the end zone.
Yeah, and I had to let the mugs know. Remember, we had to let them. They came over in our spot, whatever, trying to act like it was their house, and we had to let them know, nah, this is my house, and today we're going to win. And that's how we felt with Miami, the same thing. They was coming into our house. They were trying to be unruly guests and thinking that they can tell us what to do or push us around, and we wasn't having that. So... You know, the same thing happened. We stood our ground. We were ready that day, and on both fronts, we came out ready to play, and we let them know right away that we're going to be here all night long. And that's what Notre Dame has to do today. They got to come out and they got to punch Ohio State in the mouth, you know, and right away, and let them know we're tough. We're not going to be bullied in any way. They got to get that running game going. I'm excited about it. I think you can tell I'm excited, but I'm trying not to peak too early, you know?
Yeah. Rick, what do you think of, like, Marcus Freeman? I don't know if you know him. You probably do if you've been there. Like, what is the difference, like, his style to Lou's style?
Well, what I like about Marcus Freeman, what I like is what I'm hearing and just what I've observed is, like, the same, you know, how they both are like – attention to detail, and they both are no-nonsense coaches, and you know they're not going to leave anything to chance, and I like that. But what I like about him is he's more of a defensive mind, you know, Freeman, and that was George Seifert, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Defensive mind, tough guy, a player coach, you know, guys wanted to play for him, just like, you know, the guys really love playing for Coach Freeman. They, you know, I've heard it time and time again that they wanted him as the coach, and that means a lot when the players want you as a coach. And I think he's showing what he's made of, and I think the team has taken that on, especially after the loss. I think they regrouped, they got inside, and it probably became like that. Sometimes you got to say it's me against the or us against the world, you know, that kind of mentality. It's just the people in this locker room. We're going to rally the troops. We're going to get ourselves together, and we're going to make a run at this championship. And they were able to do that each week. They just got better and better. Riley Leonard has gotten better and better. I think he has to have a great game. He's going to have to push the ball down the field. They're not going to just be able to just run the ball. And I just think he has to be able to push the ball down the field. He's going to have to throw into some tight windows. He's going to have to make those throws. He's going to have to use his legs. He's very deceptive, but very effective as a runner as well. So, I mean, I'm really excited about the possibilities of looking at when I'm looking at this game. It's big on big. They both tough, both used to winning, you know. So we're going to see.
Hey, Rick, you know what the thing that I look at is like in our 88 team, you know, when you look at the guys that were on that team, you know, there was a lot of first-round picks. There was a lot of award winners. That's more like Ohio State's team. Is Notre Dame as talented as Ohio State?
Well, I don't know if they're as talented, but I know they got a lot of heart. That's what I've seen from this team, and that's what I like about them. I think they got a really strong defense. man, Riley Mills going down, obviously that hurt us a lot. He was a stud in there. We could really use him today. But I think that the way they've rallied the troops, the way they played, if they play error-free, I don't think they can do the same thing they did last game. They can't have turnovers like that. I think that that would just doom us if we have turnovers. I think we just have to play a really good, well-coached, obviously, game. And we just can't make a lot of mistakes. And we got to get off to, a good start because they've been, like, running people in the first quarter.
Yeah.
So we can't get off to a bad start or get down 14-0 or anything like that. I think we got to stay right with them. We got to let them know that we're here for the four quarters. And I'm really worried about Jeremiah Love because, I mean, you know, when you talk about your knees and his knee bothering him like that, I don't see it changing today. You know, it's only so much you can do to get ready in a week to play again. And so I'm kind of worried about him. But Price, Jajarian Price, he's also an effective runner too. I think we should use him quite a bit. But I am worried about Love, and I'd like to see how he looks when he first comes out there, if he's looking springy and bouncy and all that, and if he's able to put pressure on that leg and cut like he really needs to against a team like this.
Ricky Waters talking about the national championship game. You can hear it tonight, by the way, on the Fan, kickoff 7:30. All right, Ricky, last thing. 8.5 underdogs are the Fighting Irish. What happens in Atlanta tonight? Do they shock the world and win that first title since 1988?
I really think they can do it. And at times this year, I've been like, oh, I don't know. You know, but I think, like I said, if especially if Riley Leonard plays his game, is really poised in the pocket, makes the right reads, and sometimes you might have to just throw the ball away or just take a sack. You know, don't try to make some crazy play out of nothing. But he is going to have to make some plays with his legs, I think.
Ricky Waters, national champion, Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer. Ricky, we appreciate it. Good luck to your Fighting Irish tonight. And I'm sure somewhere Brian Kelly's got his finger crossed for the Buckeyes. I don't know, based on what he was talking about. All right, Ricky, have a great night. Enjoy the championship.
Thanks, Rick.
Oh, thank you. Really excited about it.
All right.
Ricky Waters, everybody. He knows a thing or two about championships, and maybe Notre Dame will get that one. 7:30 tonight, you can hear it on the Fan. We'll come back. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access at 2.
Quick Draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with Howard in Baltimore, who says, for some reason in the playoffs, the moments seem just too big for the Ravens star players. Lamar admitted his fault. Andrews declining to speak yesterday. Surprised by that. Howard goes on to say, I salute the Ravens defense for their outstanding job in the second half. This was another game that they gave away. Ultimately, Buffalo, not that impressive to Howard.
I don't disagree with a lot of stuff he said. I thought second half offensively, other than the drops, the offense was outstanding. The run game, spectacular. The O-line, great job in protection and run blocking. Bateman made plays. Yeah. Other guys made plays. Everybody made plays other than one guy.
Now, as far as viewing interest for the remaining games, this texter here says, I hate to say it, but kind of pulling for the Chiefs. Can't stand Philly fans on the NFC side, and goes on to say, I don't want to hear how Allen, Hurts, or Daniels got a ring before Lamar.
Yeah, just watching that.
You just want Mahomes to get his fourth.
Right. Well, you're already chasing.
Yeah,
you know,
he's already
got three. I don't agree with that texter for what it's worth.
And for Washington, if they were still the Redskins, well, I stopped hating the Redskins back in, you know, because they sucked for a long time.
Yeah.
No, I'm cool with them.
Daniels is easy to root for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know, Buffalo knocked the Ravens out, but me personally, I'd rather see anybody but Kansas City in there. I mean, let's get some parity.
They're like
different.
The Warriors were when they had their uprising few years back in the NBA.
And it would be just a more entertaining game. I mean, Kansas City's in the Super Bowl again. They're probably going to win, but it would be ugly. It'd be like 1917, boring, slow game. Their style. Refs come in late.
I was stunned at Mahomes flopping all. I mean, any bit of contact, dude. He goes down like Mike Tyson hit.
Well, Bob, how about the dude, the D lineman or whatever from Buffalo? He flopped yesterday in that game.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It was like nobody would touch him, and he goes flying back.
I think Dick Pavetta come running out.
Bruce in Reisterstown talking about tonight's game. Really, Ohio State says the last time the Buckeyes and their fan base were screaming for a coach's head was when Urban Meyer lost to Virginia Tech. Buckeyes went on to win the national championship that year. Ryan Day should be so lucky to have a similar outcome. Texter says they can't ignore that 0-4 record against Michigan.
Well, if they win a national championship, you know, the fans will be like, okay, you know, he lost to Michigan, but we won the national championship, you know, and they've spent over $20 million in NIL money to get it if they do win. But eventually, if he doesn't beat Michigan, that's what's going to end up getting him.
And one last texter here says, any thoughts on McDermott and the Bills' strategy there late? Saw no pressure from their defense on that final drive. To me, it looked like prevent style with 3 minutes to go, almost like they knew that Baltimore obviously needed the touchdown, but the two-point play was what ultimately mattered. Worst case scenario, tie game with plenty of time for Allen and company to rebuttal.
They came out starting the second half blitzing. And then Lamar did a good job of that, and the O-line did a good job picking him up. So, and then the man coverage, I think they were kind of wearing them out a little bit in the man coverage. So then they try to protect themselves a little bit more.
It's 5880-1057 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up next, followed by the national championship game, Notre Dame and Ohio State tomorrow. Kevin Allstriker, Kevin Willard. So we have our Kevin's color covered, at least for now. I don't know. Nolan might book a guy named Kevin to cover something out there. But we'll be taking more of your phone calls. We'll be hearing from the Ravens as they're meeting with the media today. There's their season ended last night and cleaning out the old lockers. Inside Access next. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.